Hello, this is the Good Book Club for Epiphany 2019. Today is January the 19th, 2019. This is day 12 of the Good Book Club. Today's reading is from Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, and so death spread to all because all have sinned, sin was indeed in the world before the law, but sin is not reckoned when there is no law. Yet death exercised dominion from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sins were not like the transgression of Adam, who is a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died through the one man's trespass, much more surely have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. And the free gift is not like the effect of the one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brings justification. If, because of the one man's trespass, death exercised dominion through that one, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness exercise dominion in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all, so one man's act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all. For just as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. But law came in, with the result that the trespass multiplied. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. So that, just as sin exercised dominion in death, so grace might also exercise dominion through justification, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is one of the most densely packed passages in the first half of Paul's letter to the Romans. Paul is working here by extension from everything that has gone before, because remember, it's all of a piece. This is a flowing rabbinic argument that Paul is laying out, in which he is emphasizing the righteousness of God and the faithfulness of Jesus. He has been working through chapter 4, working with the type of Abraham, how Abraham, as the father of faith, because Abraham believes God in the absence of law, and that belief, that faith, is reckoned to him, counted to Abraham as righteousness. And so Abraham becomes a model for all people, the circumcised and the uncircumcised. Abraham is a model of faith. Adam, and so this is quite a turn here in the middle of the fifth chapter, just after Paul has talked about how in due time Christ came for the ungodly, Christ died for the ungodly. Paul makes a turn in the middle of the fifth chapter and brings in a second figure from the Hebrew Scriptures, Adam, the first man, the man. And what Paul lays out here is, just as Abraham is a figure of faithfulness, Adam is a figure of failure. Through Adam's sin, Paul wants to argue, through Adam's disobedience and trespass against God's command, sin comes into the world. Now, for Paul in Romans, sin is not simply an individual transgression. It's not what we've done or left undone. For Paul in Romans, sin is a power with a capital S. And sin's twin power is death with a capital D. And Paul understands that through Adam's transgression, through what Adam failed to do and what Adam did in the very beginning of the human story, sin and death as twin powers entered the world. And while Abraham's faithfulness shows us a way to God absent sin and death still rule the cosmos in Paul's understanding. Until that moment, when the Savior of the world, the one who is the epitome of righteousness and obedience, Jesus, shows up on the scene. So what Paul says is that as by one man's transgression, Adam's, by Adam's failure to follow God's command, sin and death enter the world, but through Jesus' obedience, life and grace and justification enter the world. And so the twin powers of sin and death are now on the retreat. For where, as Paul says in this passage that we read today, whereas sin abounds, Paul writes, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And the imagery we hear or see here in the, here in these words, the imagery we hear is that sin and death are flooded by the faithfulness of Jesus. The faithfulness of Jesus, the justification wrought by Jesus' obedience, overwhelms what has been previously overwhelming. Jesus' life, the life of the faithful, the life of salvation, this good news that is the power of God, overwhelms what heretofore had been the twin powers of sin and death. Where grace, where sin and grace are put in juxtaposition, grace is always what flows over. Grace is always what overwhelms sin. Where sin did abound, or where sin was much, grace becomes much more. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. It's a powerful passage, and I would just encourage you as you're reading through Romans to not get so caught up in what each word means, but to try. And I realize that Paul's argumentation is a bit foreign to us, but to try as best as you can to really embrace and follow and read Paul's rhetorical flourishes, his argument, the way in which he teases out themes, and the way that he circles back to themes, and the way that he will not let go what is his central, it's the sermon. He will not let go that the righteousness of God and the faithfulness of Jesus will overwhelm what heretofore has seemed the powers that rule the world, sin and death. Sin and death have no more dominion through the righteousness of God and the faithfulness of Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.